Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Taree. I got to go get Sue because I call her in the morning. And welcome. So you guys, hold on 1 second. Let's see who's here. Okay, there's Lourdes. And there is Tisha.
And, hello.
Okay, hold on. Hey guys, hold on. Let me go get Sue. Hold on 1 second because she's having a couple stuff here. Hold on. Myself and Lourdes, I'm glad you're here today, and Tisha's here. So we all need to pray, I think Tisha says. So I appreciate prayer changes everything, doesn't it? It does, right? So anyway, you guys, it's been a great holiday weekend. Thanks for all your support. And most of you guys cheered me on, cheered all the runners on. We had a great time, so and appreciate all of it. So anyway, we're all going to run together someday, right? So hopefully before the year closes out, me and Tisha are running.
Yes, that's for sure.
Yeah, we are. So, Sue, why don't you start? What do you want to, what's your goals? What do you want to achieve? And, you're up the earliest, so, and Lori's want to hear you too. So, and Tisha.
Oh. Well, I've made it a goal. I want to move every day, somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Just get up and do some kind of exercise or movement every day. So I'm adding that to my goals. And continually working on my connection to God or spirit. So I need to do something, you know, meditative or contemplative.
That's beautiful. Can I tell you something that jumped in my head? I come from a really born-again Christian family, but my father... there's a verse in the Christian Bible, and it's called pray without ceasing. I never really understood that, right? So pray without ceasing. And my dad told me, he goes, Taree, it's not about praying, closing your eyes and bowing your head. It's what you're saying, you know, connecting with God and spirit. I was like, oh, okay. That must have been like 8 years old. I heard it. I was like, how do you do that? Drive. Ride my bike. So pray without ceasing. That's cool. James, I'm glad you're here. So...
good morning, everybody. I just got back from having my ass beat up at the gym.
Nice. Nice, James. I'm glad to hear.
No, literally, I had to do stuff with my abs. Oh, God.
Hey, listen. You got to make it home. There you go. I can't believe you're up that early. Good for you. Hey, you know, I have to tell you guys something. James, I want to call you with Sue here this morning because she got a message for you, and I don't want to put it out there unless you want to hear it. But she and I will call you at some point today, and I'll let her tell it to you. Okay, so if you're cool with that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal.
Yeah.
Lourdes, I know. You're cool. Okay. Well, good. So I wanted to tell you now, or do you want us to call you so it'd be private? It doesn't matter. It's not a bad message. It's just a message.
I think you can tell me now. I don't have an issue. I don't have an issue.
All right, well, good. Well, you got everybody here that loves you. So, Sue, what was the message that you got for him?
Okay, well, I'm trying to be clear-headed because I just woke up, and so I'm barely moving yet. But, so on the last call that we were on together, and you were talking, it just dawned on me that a lot of the things that you're saying are, I want to put this in the past, or this is, you know, I want this to be in the past, or you're trying to move on from the past. And I feel like the things that we bring up, that's what we're living. And so since you're bringing up that you want to get rid of the past, you still have the past right there up in your face. And so I feel like it's really important to set goals and maybe try and change the way that you're thinking about putting the past behind you in a more positive, in more of an affirmation type way, where you're not bringing up the subject of past, but more of moving toward the future of what you want in the future. Does that make sense?
It does.
It makes
total sense, actually. My thing is, I keep running into roadblocks because my past keeps popping its ugly head. So what I keep saying, I need to change, fix the past. I want to fix it. I need to fix it and get it out of my life. Basically, my past consists of one person that I'm dealing with that won't let me go. So I need to change that. And I try to look forward and I try to change things. And I had, did it with a special person in my life that I was trying to work forward to towards new goals. And the past came in again and put a stop to that. So I've tried different things, and I do think positive towards getting rid of that. So obviously ignorance and ignoring it is not working because I've tried that route too. So we're just going to try something else now.
Have you tried like cutting cords or pulling cords?
Yes.
Oh yeah, Karina and I have been cutting cords with machetes over here.
I'm going to tell you what. Oh, you're going to hit it. I'm so sorry.
The past is playing with black magic right now. So the person from the past is working with black magic against me. And
okay,
Karina and I both know it. Both feel
my new thought on cords is, so like I have been living years in the thought of cutting the cords, but something new has popped up where it's where you go in and you pull the cords. So now my new way of thinking anyway, is that, when you go out and you're gardening, if you just cut the top of the weeds or you just cut the weeds, there's still the root in there that, has a chance to come back out and grow. So I wonder if we try something a little bit different with, like, pulling the cord so that you're getting, pulling all of the root out.
Basically pulling my cord back to me, away from them.
And what was that?
Pulling his cord away from...
Pulling my cord back to me, all the way to me. My cord is mine now. You can't have it anymore.
Yeah, but he's got cords.
Because when you cut it, they still cut some of your cord.
Yeah. But he's got cords rooted in you, and you need to pull them out and offer them up to God or spirit to transform them into a more positive.
You guys, hold on 1 second. I know you guys are listening. Some of you guys understand this. You're talking about etheric cords. I will do a show on it so it'll make sense. But all of us here need to really work on that.
Hello, Terry and everybody in the call, I really need to go inside the building.
Tell us what you want to, creating, what you want to create there. Because I know you know a lot about etheric cords, and you got some good stuff there, so
yes,
that's great.
Yes, tell me about magic and drinking blood, people. Yeah, of course I know about that. Listen, let me tell you something. I am in a very particular situation with the IRS. So I need to create no more waves towards me. I have to laugh at that one. Me from all people. God have mercy on my soul. Yeah. So I just basically it just so happened that my identity was stolen last year, and I never seen. So for this year, it is just like I need to prove my DNA that I am me through the IRS. Can you believe that, blank? Anyway.
Yeah, but you want to know something? You really hid from the IRS, not the IRS, but you really hid behind. You didn't want people to see you, and now people have got to see you. You remember that, and that was one of your goals, is to come out in front of people. Next time, make it a little easier. You remember? You remember we talked about that?
Yes.
That was,
Yeah.
Remember you wanted to get into shape and to be strong and healthy? Now you got to do that.
Yeah.
The IRS. And you remember
so
you wanted your spiritual business and you wanted to make more money, remember? Because you need for your children.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
the next couple of weeks, they are just in front of me. So I just I wanted just to create a and it's okay, lady. You know, I know that this is you. Okay, no problem. Bye bye.
There you go.
Lourdes,
you got it. I got a strong feeling about that. You've got to start some sort of exercise program. You really do. And because I know you had a heart issue in January, didn't you? A little bit of an issue there. And I'm getting some message that Spirit says if you got a little gentle warning there, so now you need to really put the pressure on yourself to do more. Okay, to get it, to be consistent with an exercise program.
All right.
James is. I'm telling you, James, that's the hardest thing to do is to be disciplined, right? But true discipline
It's actually not that hard if you pay for it. Like, if you're paying for a trainer, you know you already paid for that. So if you're money-driven, you've got to go. Like, that's how I look at it.
Oh.
I've got to go 3 days a week because I paid for it.
Yeah.
I'm not losing
that. Money-driven, yes. That sounds to me, that vibrates to me.
There's a some serious goals out there. So, James, you paid for it, so you took a step toward making it and creating it, and that made a huge difference for you. And Sue and James, I want to get you guys on the phone together, but so she can understand that, you and too, but I know people have got college shows, not shows, but places they got to be, and this is a conversation. Anyway.
While all that gets done, the first thing that comes, it is like a this week I have to go to the IRS office here in Plantation, so that is my first thing in my mind right now, along with things, Serene. So
I
would love
to
unite.
Call me and we'll talk about it.
Okay, Mama. Okay, so we talk. We talk later. And guys, thank you so much. Okay,
right,
everyone,
bye.
Have a great day. Okay, ciao, ciao.
Okay, cool.
Bye.
You know, bye, honey. So you guys, she's got some serious stuff going on there. James is putting his path, and Sue, that's a great conversation. I want to talk to you. All of us on the call together. But people, I know that Tisha. What's going on? I know you've got some stuff to really create. What's going on with you? How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little sad, you know that. But I'll be okay. I have to create a life of abundance and money because that's going to be my freedom, you know, for everything and everyone. It really, truly is going to be the answer for my needs. And I need to create that and focus on that. I need to believe in myself and face all my fears that are coming to a point right now. I'm preparing. I'm preparing for what I think is going to happen in my household and hiding things and things like that. But I just want to live an honest life, and I want to believe, truly believe, and face my fears of what's to come. And get ready for my new life.
There you go. You did a goal of how you guys. You got to understand. She's doing massive stuff. Like, we're not talking a couple of cases. We're talking about a lot of cases of food and meat. And because she's in the organic industry with a lot of different food stuff with big stores. So how much do you have to put together? And this is so important because this is, I want to make a lot of money.
Well,
a lot of money. Well, here's
$20.
Is that
a lot
or a million?
If Kevin comes aboard, I'm going to need $30 million in sales. If Kevin doesn't come aboard, it's going to be $15 million to get me where I want to be. I also want to, you know, I look at that savings from where I was to now, and I feel bad for my soon-to-be ex-husband. I really do want to pay him back. I really want to leave knowing I did everything right for everyone to the best of my ability. I don't want to hurt anyone, and I just want to have inner peace and find my truth. You know, I really need to find my truth. I can be conflicted sometimes. I understand the root in the past, to the present. It's not, for me, it's not a conflict. It's a matter of survival. I know I need money to survive. I know I'm not going to be happy any other way. I mean, that's a fact. I'm not sure of anything in life that I'm sure of. Plus, I am also the supporter of all my family. And, you know, life would change for all of us if things do not go my way. And it's just, it's a scary place to be in one breath, because right now I think I'm a little rock bottom, but I think the rock bottom is because I'm probably going to be on top soon. That's what I think. I don't know. I just feel like,
I think that too, as well, because things are
going to move up. Yeah. I mean, I just, you know, there's people in my life I need to question and reevaluate who I let into this business, who I let out of this business, how serious they are. And, you know, and just keep on moving and keep on selling. But I feel like a lot of people, like John or Kev, like, I don't know if they're feeding on me, who I can trust, who I can't trust at this point any longer. And that's the scary part, not knowing that part. Because there's people that hold your faith in their hands in a way, and you don't really know if you can trust them or not, and what's on that other end over there. When you put your heart, your soul, your savings, you know. I watched Shark Tank, and I see that woman last night on Shark Tank who believes in the sports bra, and, you know, and it's a great idea. But yet they, like, well, like, you know, out, and they kind of know more, you know. And I get really nervous about that. And then I start getting insecure and anxiety, and then I'm like, what happens if it all fails? What happens if it's all? And I get breathless, and I get out of control. I start calling Tree a million times because I start having this total panic attack. And I have to work on that, and I have to just learn how to be. What will be, will be. And I'm trying. Sometimes I question it, and then I go back to the strength. I need that something really good probably to happen right now to get me back on track a little, you know?
Well, so, let me ask you a question. $15 million in sales is what you're looking to create, okay? You're making the contact.
$15 million. If Kevin comes aboard, $30
million. $30 million. Okay, so Kevin would be a partner at third. And you're, like,
right,
wondering about things. But let me ask you a question. And put this out to your angels and God, and you say, hey, show me the right people, because this is your passion. You love this kind of stuff. You love organic. You love marketing. You love PR. You love making things happen. You love socializing and you know, putting people together, putting in groups together. And that's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
I also see that things that you did not, that you were not sure about, are happening now because you're growing and you're moving forward. Oh, there's no reverse to you, Keisha. You just move forward. That's something I do. There's no reverse with me. I just move forward. And that's a mantra. And you know, so you can think a little, you go down, you say, I know this about you. You go down to come back up. That's your MO. You know what I mean? So right now you're having a challenge this morning of believing, of like, how am I going to make this happen? But you know what? What I appreciate about you is that you're headed to the store, you're headed to the office, you're doing the sales, you're like calling God to get off his fat ass and pay your money to you, or skinny ass, you know, whatever is that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that kind of thing. You're also got John, and you're like, okay, is this the right thing for me? But while you're doubting, you're also believing. And we all struggle with that sometimes. I know I do, right?
Yeah,
and
that's a great way to put it. I'm doubting and believing.
Right, exactly. But while you're doubting, you're walking it forward. You're moving ahead and thinking, okay, show me the truth. That's all you have to say. Show me the truth. I'm going to suspend my doubting for a minute. And be not doubting Thomas, but, you know, the great Keisha, who has this amazing power, like we all do inside of us. So that's what I feel. Just move forward. That's it. And I know that sometimes some things we all struggle with, and that's okay. You know what I mean? But you don't live there. But I know that you're going down there now to come back up. So anyway, so that's cool. Vicky, I know you're on here.
How long before I come back up, Therese? I hate this.
But you're already doing it. And now you've got some personal stuff that we'll talk about, too, as well. And that really affects you. And so you're working on where things don't affect you. You know, where you get, and you're a mom of triplets, and you're a mom of, you know, some of you guys have mates that are like your children sometimes. You might have to agree or disagree, but we all know that. And so, anyway, we're going to pray at the end of this call, and if anybody wants to lead the prayer, it doesn't matter to me, so somebody volunteer or we'll all do it. Vicki, you're here. How are you?
Vicki.
Are you there? I hope she's here. Vicki. We'll come back to her. All right, so, James, you're creating, you're getting rid of your past. And we're going to talk about the etheric cords. Those are important, what you said, about getting them. It reminds me of asparagus. Asparagus needs 2 years to get rooted down before you can grow. I think it's asparagus. But you're saying those roots have been there forever, and you cut them, you pull them up, roots and all, instead of cutting the top of the leaf. I like that, too. That's a great analogy, by the way. You know. So, anyway, what's your deal? What do you want to create today? You already went to the gym, which I'm super impressed, okay? Because I know you partied this weekend. I know you did. Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
I may have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to create peace within myself.
Okay. How about in the process, not trying? You're in the process of creating peace within yourself.
I am in the process, right? But I spent a lot of time by myself this weekend, so that was good.
Did you really? No, that's cool.
Yep, that's what I wanted.
Okay, I didn't get any phone calls except the picture of the bathing suit. Nice, by the way.
Exactly, because I wanted to be by myself this weekend. Yep.
All right, well, that's good. That's where you get answers.
Yeah, I got that out of the way, and I'm good to go. But,
here's something.
Yes, what?
The call compels the answer. So when you're asking for the help from the other side or thanking the whoever you believe in, Buddha, God, Jesus, the angels, all of them, whoever's on duty, just say the call compels the answer. And that's a big message to us all. Anyway, wow. Okay, go ahead. What were you saying?
Okay. I don't know. I lost my train of thought. But I'm focused back to those pills are working great. So my biggest thing is just to get out of the inside of my own head right now. And that's what I'm working on.
Good deal.
So today is a new day, and I feel pretty good today, and I'm getting up, getting things done, and going to work, and that's how today is going.
Good deal. Well, we're all working, and I'm going to tell you something, guys. We all have a vibration. Sue's going to talk about this in her show on it. And the vibration that we have, if we keep it elevated, like you go down to come back up, Tisha, or, you know, we all have issues or we all have challenges. But, you know, the biggest thing is that what's something that if I keep my vibration up, then that energy is going to go out to other people. If I keep my vibration down, that energy is going to go out to other people. So we make a difference with what we think every darn minute. And so one of the things that I want to create is, for myself and the business is, is to have the radio network for everybody, Angel Coaches on Radio Network, and we're creating that. And I've got an amazing person, an IT person, a spiritual person, a psychic person, and that's Whitney. Whitney's super great with putting schedules and all that stuff. That's what I'm looking at. And we talked yesterday. You guys got to hear some of the things that she's talking to me about. You know, she takes the concepts that I have and puts details with them. She takes the concepts that she has and puts details with them. She's just amazing. So I appreciate her and what we're doing, all of it together. And then Sue over here is so creative, and she, can make anything and look beautiful and create the perfect form. And so that's a gift that you have, and you're a wonderful teacher. All of you guys are, because I'm learning a lot from you. But I tell you something right now, I would like to take Angel Coaches around the world in every medium and in every continent and do shows and do books and have you guys all, whoever all, you guys want to, if you guys choose to, have Angel Coaches be a vehicle to promote your work and get it out there to everybody. Because that's what we're going to do. And then I would like to see us make such an impact, and person by person, city by city, state by state, and country by country, just make it happen or create it to happen. And you know, with that, we'll make a great deal of money, lots of money, and all of us can become whatever you feel is appropriate to you. We're endless prosperity, because that's the way I think we're supposed to live. And once we get connected to God, like you were talking about, to, you know, our higher power. So, put the past behind us and only there's no reverse, just move forward. That's a mantra that I use. Isn't that great? Anyway, so that's what I like to create. Does anybody want to close the prayer or start the prayer or do the prayer? No? Okay. Sue, you want to do it? No pressure.
No, I'll pass this time.
You're going to pass? Oh, there you go. Pray in your heart. Okay. God, angels, higher self, our souls, and the causal plane, where all the higher, where God and all the angels and the ascended masters are. Thank you for being with us today, and thank you for helping us all move forward. And thank you for helping us all to live with prosperity. And thank you for helping us all to be so aware of our mind, body, spirit, and the connection that we have, and be so aware of how we impact people every moment of every day, and how living in our own skin, we deserve to be happy. And living in our own head, we deserve to be happy. And we're the best we can be all the time. And our business are growing. Our loves are growing. We're growing love for ourselves and others. And now the goals that you guys have, the dreams that you have, are happening. And there's not a question if it's going to happen. The only question is, am I being the best I can be? Receive it and keep my heart open to receive joy and prosperity in every area of my life, and help others to do the same. And we say amen, and so it is. Amen, guys. Take care.
Amen, and so it is.
Yes. Take care, everybody. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.